You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a man is dead after Utah Highway Patrol says he was driving a pickup truck the wrong way on I-15 before smashing into a military transport bus in Salt Lake City. At the scene, I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, a third teenager has been arrested in the murder of a Taylorsville 21-year-old, Alex Franco. Police have yet to reveal a motive or the names of the teenage suspects. Third, it's the KSL Bracket Update every 15 minutes. Jason Jones now live from the KSL 24-Hour News Center.
Well, Illinois has taken control of this game against Morehead State in the second half. They're up 14 now, with now 16 up with about 8.5 minutes left in that game. Still halftime, Oregon 34-29 over South Carolina. And Dayton is up by 4 over Nevada, 20-16. Earlier winners, Duquesne, Michigan State, North Carolina, Creighton, and Arizona. In fact, the closest game we've had so far is that BYU loss by 4 points. With your KSL Bracket Update, I'm Jason Jones.
Follow NCAA tournament updates and all other sports updates at KSLSports.com. Right now, 61 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
From ABC News. Lindsay Davis, Anchor Prime, streaming weeknights on ABC News Live. The Justice Department in 16 states have filed a major antitrust lawsuit against Apple, accusing the tech giant of unfair market practices to maintain its monopoly on smartphones. Attorney General Merrick Garland says Apple violated antitrust laws by eliminating competition and illegally driving up costs.
Consumers should not have to pay higher prices because companies break the law.
Apple says it will fight the lawsuit, calling it wrong on the facts and the law. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Egypt reiterating the White House position that a major military operation by Israel in Rafah would be a mistake and one the U.S. does not support.
A major ground operation there would mean more civilian deaths. It would worsen the humanitarian crisis.
Secretary Blinken travels to Israel tomorrow. Former President Trump is facing a Monday deadline to post the nearly $500 million while he appeals the New York civil fraud trial judgment. New York Attorney General Letitia James has taken initial steps for a possible seizure of one of his assets outside of New York City. ABC's Aaron Katursky says this is a common practice.
It's not like Letitia James is going to be there with a padlock and a sticker at the door of Trump Tower, but she can start to initiate different legal proceedings like liens and foreclosures.
The New York judge overseeing Trump's civil fraud trial has placed a monitor at the Trump Organization to oversee the company's finances. Relief in Idaho after the manhunt for an escaped prisoner and his accomplice that began yesterday is over. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
Moments ago, Boise, Idaho Police Chief Ron Weiniger announcing
Skylar Mead and Nicholas Umfenauer are in custody.
The arrest happening an hour ago and says
there was a short vehicle pursuit.
Investigators revealing the two men may be connected to two murders while they were out on the run. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Police say Meade was part of a white supremacist gang. You're listening to ABC.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you know you can get the three things you need to know delivered right to you? Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com, click on menu, and then newsletter.
Or go to the KSL News Radio app, and you click on menu, and then it's email alerts.
This is even easier. Just text the word inbox to 57500.
Get the top national and local stories with the three things you need to know newsletter.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind. Until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
News.
And now the in-depth. All day we've been covering this wrong-way crash that turned deadly. A pickup truck on I-15 smashed into a bus. It was carrying 20 Utah State University ROTC cadets. Joining us live, Sergeant Cameron Roden from UHP. Thanks for joining us. I have one simple question for you. What are you supposed to do if there's a wrong-way driver coming at you? Is there something you can do other than pray?
We've heard that question a lot lately, just with the number of occurrences that we've seen over the last little bit, far more than we should be seeing. And it's something that we've talked about a lot in depth is, unfortunately, a lot of these situations with these wrong-way drivers leave people with, even law enforcement, with so little options as to how does this end and end safely. We've had so far this year alone, we've had 7 instances where we've had wrong-way driving crashes. Out of those 7, we've had 5 of them as fatal crashes. So, for those that do this does occur to, being alert and attentive is your best way to have those precious few seconds that you may gain by being able to see what's coming and react to a hazard. Usually we tell people to move to the right. A lot of these crashes we're seeing over on that left-hand shoulder, and try to slow your speed as much as possible and get out of the way.
It's very easy to freeze if you see those headlights coming at you, in essence, at 120 miles an hour or so. So the move is just get over to the right, the shoulder, if you can.
Yeah, get over to the shoulder where you can, and that tends to be where we see. Of course, every situation is going to be unique, so being alert and attentive and being able to react to that hazard as it comes to you. It's something that it evolves so fast, and like you said, those closing speeds are at such high rates of speed that between both vehicles traveling together that it's hard to know exactly what to do.
Okay, so one more question then. If you're supposed to obviously slow down, do you slam on the brakes and try and reduce your speed as quickly as possible? Because then you could have trouble from behind.
Well, the best thing, you don't want to, I don't know that you, if you're still traveling in the travel lanes, then, you know, like you mentioned, you got traffic coming up behind you. But also, too, you want to be able to, if you're stopped completely, that may limit your, and you're in the travel lanes, that may limit your mobility to be able to move over if it's coming right at you. So if you're in those travel lanes, if you're over on the shoulder and in a safe place where you feel like you can stop, that might be the best option. But if you're in those travel lanes, maybe stopping may not be the best thing, slowing that speed will help to reduce some of those forces. But again, just a dangerous situation all the way around.
Sergeant, we speak frequently, and I don't mean to put you on the spot. Obviously, there are no easy options or surefire options in a situation like this. All you can do is the best you can, and I guess, as you mentioned, stay alert, right?
For sure. And that's why we are really sharing the message of quite a few of these wrong-way driving incidents are preventable. Most of them that we've seen so far are alcohol-related, and they're ones that could ultimately not have happened if we make the right choice. Of course, the incident today is still under investigation. There's no immediate connection to alcohol, but of course that will be part of our investigation.
UHP Sergeant Cameron Roden, we appreciate it.
The murder of 2 men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.